Join Minister Roxanne Robinson and her co-host Jasmine McGlure every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on the Kingdom Girls Experience broadcast/blog talk, a place in which you experience breakthrough and healing. This is a set time for favor and promise. Your destiny awaits you. Follow us at KingdomEmpowermentInc.com. Get in position to experience the Father's embrace. Join Minister Roxanne Robinson and her co-host Jasmine McGlure every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on the Kingdom Girls Experience broadcast/blog talk, a place in which you experience breakthrough and healing. This is a set time for favor and promise. Your destiny awaits you. Follow us at KingdomEmpowermentInc.com. Get in position to experience the Father's embrace. Join Minister Roxanne Robinson and her co-host Jasmine McGlure every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on the Kingdom Girls Experience broadcast/blog talk, a place in which you experience breakthrough and healing. This is a set time for favor and promise. Your destiny awaits you. Follow us at KingdomEmpowermentInc.com. Get in position to experience the Father's embrace.
Well, good evening, and thank you for joining the Kingdom Girls Experience here on KEI Radio. This is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson, your host, and I'm just excited to be here tonight. I know that this is a busy week for everyone, being that it's Holy Week, but we welcome each and every one of you that have come on to the broadcast tonight. And as always, we always have a wonderful guest that will be joining us. Before we introduce our guest, I just want to thank all of our listeners for continually supporting us, continuing to support the Kingdom Girls Empowerment Tour. It's moving in a mighty way, and we're just so pleased with what God is doing, and we're very blessed to be on the KEI network. So thank you, everyone that might be on the call. You might be in your car, and we also want to pray for the victims of the shooting here in Atlanta off of a MARTA train, and we pray that their families are okay, and that that somebody knew the Lord. And so we just lift up that family, those families, in prayer right now, and for those that were, you know, part of it, even the shooter, we pray for them. We pray for this nation. We pray for our president. We pray for every leader that is represented under the sound of my voice. We pray for traveling mercies for those who will be traveling this weekend. But more importantly, we give all the glory and all the praise to God, who is our Savior. And so we are just going to move ahead in Holy Ghost order. So without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest for tonight, Ms. Chandra Hardy, and I would like for her to come on and just tell her, give the audience some information about who she is, and we will move from there. And our topic for tonight is entitled, What is Your Worth? Good evening, Chandra. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am blessed, and I am honored that you would invite me onto your radio show. I am grateful to be a part of such a wonderful move of God. I thank you. All reverence go to you. Thank you so much. For those who don't know me, my name is Shaandra Hardy, and I am the CEO and founder of the Sister Circle of Love and Empowerment Ministries. My organization is an organization, it's a circle of sisters that is governed by love to empower one another. So, and the topic today that we'll be speaking about is know your worth. You know, it's sad to say that so many people don't know their worth. They don't know who they are. And if you don't know who you are, you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going. So everything that you do from that point on is you'll just find yourself going in circles, The scripture that I'll be reading comes from 1 Peter 3, 3, and 4, and that's from the Common English Bible. It says, don't try to make yourself beautiful on the outside with stylish hair or by wearing gold jewelry or fine clothes. Instead, make yourself beautiful on the inside, in your heart, with the enduring qualities of a gentle, peaceful spirit. This type of beauty is very precious in God's eyes. That's the
Thank
word.
Thank you. Yes, it is. And Shaandra, do you have the King James Version?
I can get it. I can get the King James Version.
Okay, and while you're looking for that, I wanted to say, you know, it's this is God ordained, because as I was planning my session for the mentees at my church for this month, our topic for this month was Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, What's My Worth After All? And so this is in divine alignment with the message that God is sending to his daughters and his sons, that we truly need to understand who we are and our worth. And, you know, there are a lot of times when we come onto the broadcast, we talk about, you know, this specifically, who am I, where are you going, what are you doing? But when you put that worth in it, substance far more than just saying, well, I know who I am, because then we begin to talk about our titles, like we were saying earlier. We begin to talk about, oh, well, I'm an apostle, I'm an evangelist, I'm a pastor, you know, I'm a prophet, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, that we should all be a true Christian in the kingdom of God. And so for those that are listening, and I hope that, you know, at some point throughout the broadcast, those who are, you know, engaging in this conversation, that, you know, you be brave enough and bold enough to speak out with power and authority and talk about what you feel it is to know your worth. Now, for me, if I were to look at the word worth, you know, some people think of it from a monetary value, but when I think of it from a kingdom perspective, Shaandra, what comes out most important is that I am worth being ordained, being inspired by the Holy Spirit to do what God has called me to do. And because of that, my value, my standards, what I think about myself, the people that I surround myself with, is very important to me. I choose to be around people who can compliment me, who are on the same mission that I am, somebody that I can mentor, who can mentor me. And so that small word, worth, carries a lot of weight.
It really does. It really does. And just knowing who you are as a servant of God carries weight also. From that point on, you should know your worth, because look who you represent. You should represent Christ in all that you do and say, and everywhere you go. So even that, knowing your worth, to me, someone who knows their worth is a very confident person. They don't have to speak. They just present. They just act. You know, and even us as servants of God, and even Christians, We should never have to open up our mouth to tell somebody that we are Christians. Somebody should be able to see it on us. It's supposed to be something different about you opposed to everybody else that they see on the norm that, wow, it's something different about her. You know, and because you know your worth and because you're walking in the confidence of who you are, then it speaks very, very loud. You shouldn't have to open up your mouth at all. And at that point, people can't talk to you any type of way. People can't treat you any type of way only because they see your worth and they see that you know your worth. So, therefore, they will only treat you on what they see. You know, so I always ask people, what is it that you want? Do you know who you are? Do you know where you come from? Do you know where you're going? If you can answer those questions, then slowly but surely you will begin to know your worth. I'm doing a three-topic series, and it's Know Your Worth is a series, but the topic is Beauty Within, Freeing Yourself Within, and Loving Yourself Within. Number one is when you discover the beauty of who you are, you know, and who God created you to be, then that opens up the door for you to begin to free yourself and rid yourself of all that other people have told you you are, you know, and society have told you you are, and all that you've let other people speak over your life that you are. The only person who have the blueprint to your life is God the Creator. He's the architect of each and every last one of our lives. He designed us strategically, uniquely, and authentically in our own self, in our own inner being. So nobody else should be able to tell you that, but, you know, sometimes we do. Sometimes, you know, we let mother tell us who we are, father tell us who we are, you know, your friends, society, a boyfriend, a teacher, or whoever, where you got the blueprint, which is the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Nobody should ever have to tell you who you are because you totally got the word there. The word,
and
the will define who you are.
Mm-hmm. And I'm totally in agreement with what you are saying. Unfortunately, we are in a season. I'm in a season. You're in a season in which we need to deal with people in truth. And that truth is, like we were discussing earlier, people in the church are caught up in titles, and people come to church and they don't even bring their Bibles anymore. It's more like, well, I can use my laptop, I can use my iPad, and they've found the lazy way to get into the Word. And if you were to go to the back of your, you know, cordons in your Bible, you know, you'll see scriptures about worth, and, you know, it'll give you another analogy of the word worth. And if you were to go into Webster's Dictionary and look up the word worth, there are many definitions of what that means.
Right.
And so if we were to compare the word worth in a positive note, we would say, yes, I feel as though me personally, I'm talking, you know, in the singular, but also in the plural, we should feel worthy of God's love. We should feel worthy of love from others, and we should feel worthy to expound that love to everybody that we come in contact with, because God says everything that we do in the kingdom, in the earth, should be worth spreading the good news of who He is, others can know about Him. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people that don't even recognize what that word worth really means. If I had $1 million in the bank, it still wouldn't be enough to say that I'm worthy of God's love if I'm not walking the way that would be pleasing unto the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I mean, well, this day and age, there's so much happening in the world that strips us of who we are as a person, as a people, as a culture, as a race, you know. But I say this, that there's so much information out there for us to begin to know who we are as a race, as a people, as a culture, as an individual, that that we need to represent. We need to represent our worth. I mean, everywhere we go, no matter what people say about us, And just like I said, as a Christian, as a believer, we serve an awesome God. We serve the true and living God. And I said, it concerns me that you have other people, and I'm not judging, you have other people that serve false God, and they're so proud. They are very happy. They are comfortable with serving their false God. And here it is that you have Christians who serve the true and living God, and they don't know their worth. But these people who serve a false God, that's as if they know their worth, because they will God protect. They will talk about, brag about, you know, celebrate, but we don't. Some of us hide from us being Christians because we don't know our worth. And nowadays, it is time for us to work, to walk according to knowing who we are as an individual and as a people and as a Christian. We need to, because there's a dying world around us. And truth be told, there are people looking at, quote-unquote, those who say that they are Christian to see if it's for real, because they're really looking to believe in something. You know, so it's about time we step into knowing our worth. It's about time that, you know, we go forth in who God has called us to be. You know, God has created us to be his masterpiece. We are fine art of his product. You know, he designed us to be different in the world. He designed us to be unique, and we all have certain talents, features, personality, traits. You know, he knitted us together perfectly, uniquely. You know, we don't have to try to be like somebody else. We don't have to try to hate on someone else, you know, just because somebody else is increasing, or are they going forth, or are they advancing. The best thing for us to do is celebrate. Why? Because we don't know, when we celebrate someone else's success and achievement, it opens up the doors for us to, you know, to go forth and to be blessed. It just opened up the door. Instead of us being jealous and envy of one another, let's applaud one another. Let's celebrate one another. Because of our worth, and we know who we are, we know our worth, we don't have to be jealous. We don't have to be envious, because God, the word of God said that he's not a respecter of a person. So guess what? If he blessed that person, he will bless you.
Exactly. Yes. And as you were talking, Chiandra, I wrote down, I am worth, and God said, finish the sentence. And so I'm sitting here saying, for those that are listening that need to be encouraged, you come on to this broadcast and some of the other broadcasts that are on KUI Radio to get, you know, clarity on where your life is going, because we go to church every Sunday. That's one day out of the week. But what do we do from Monday to Saturday? What is going to sustain us in our life and our purpose? And when you don't know your worth, when you don't feel that you are worth, I am worth someone celebrating who I am. But if they don't celebrate me, I'm still worthy to be celebrated, and I will celebrate myself the same way that I celebrate my Savior, the same way that I celebrate, like you said, when something significant is happening in a colleague's life, a friend, a sister, a brother, whatever, and I will not even celebrate if I don't know the person. I can pray for them and say, you know what, I'm glad that that happened to you, because sometimes when we don't feel worthy of being celebrated and we see somebody else's victory, sometimes people, a spirit of jealousy, thank you, Holy Spirit, will come into the picture. And now the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, our Christianity, our spirituality and all that, it just kind of goes out the window, and we go right back to being that fleshy person that we were before we got saved. And so it's very, very important to talk about knowing your worth, because when you know your worth, like you were saying, people cannot take advantage of you. People cannot, you know, blindside you or side swipe you or, you know, like they say in the world, I didn't see that one coming. We have to be alert at all times so that when somebody is speaking something negative into our spirit, we can say, oh, you don't really know me. Do you really know who I am? I'm a daughter to the King. I am worth every ounce of blood that was shed on that cross for me, for you, and for everybody else. So don't get it twisted when I tell you, I'm not being arrogant. I'm just being confident. Like the scripture says, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, you must be make your election sure. You must be absolutely sure of where you're going. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not, guess what? You'll go in a total different direction. So I just love the topic, Chiandra, because that word worth, I'm like, wow, if I had $1 million sitting on the table and I had no self-esteem, if I had no joy, that money wouldn't be worth nothing to me, because the very thing that God says that he wants for his children, I'm allowing Satan to rob it from me.
Absolutely. 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 I think my advice to those who are listening, if we would take our focus on the outer, off of the outer man and put it on the inner man, spend some time with God, being quiet before God, let him instruct us and direct us and show us who we are, because, again, he's the only one who knows us better than, you know, we know ourselves. You know, our parents really don't know us. They don't. They only know us as far as the time that they had us here on earth, but he had us for eternity before we even came to earth. So who knows more about us than he does, you know? And we need to turn our focus back on him and let him order our steps and our stop, direct our path, show us who we are, you know, prune us, prove us, reroute us, reboot us, you know, and reposition us, regenerate us, and let us know, he'll reveal to us who we are. So I think, again, we should take our focus off our outer. You know, the world focused on the outer, but God focused on the inside. He said the world, people, man, look at the outer, but God sees the heart. Because sometimes we'll look at the outer and swear we this person got it going on and they doing the right thing and they got it made. And then when you open up and then you begin to associate yourself with them and socialize with them, you'll see that they are not who they look like on the outside, on the inside.
Exactly.
You know? So at that point, you get deceived. You get deceived on who this person is. And there's a whole lot of wolves in sheep clothing. There's a lot of people who know how to talk the talk but don't walk the talk. So that's the difference. My bishop always said, wait, watch, look and listen, because who the person is will reveal themselves on the inside. I don't care how much they try to pretend. I don't care how much they try to cover up. Who they really are on the inside will come out. So, yeah, we have to take our focus on the outer, and we got to focus more on the inner, turn down our plates, be quiet before God, turn off the TV, you know, sometime even close down the computer, off of social media, and just get quiet with God. Spend some time with him, more time with him, instead of more time with things that's not going to secure you, not going to sustain you, not going to keep you, and not going to help you and empower you. And then, you know, when we do that, we won't be so quick to be envious or jealous of somebody else who life reflects them spending time with God and being quiet with God and reading his word.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you said that. Something comes to mind that I always have, you know, an illustration or analogy to share. And when I was at the store earlier, I'm very observant, you know, with my surroundings, especially when I see young people. And I saw this young guy and girl, you know, they were getting off of the bus and they came into the store. And I knew what the gentleman's shirt said, and I can't repeat it on the air, but it was something very derogatory towards women. And the young girl had stepped away from him for a moment. And when I was in line, she happened to be standing behind because I guess they were doing her own thing. He was getting his groceries, she was getting her groceries. And she said, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. And I knew it was coming. I could tell by the way she looked at me when, you know, I responded to what was on his shirt. And she says, why did you approach him like that? And I said, is that your brother? And she goes, no, that's my friend. And I said, boyfriend or just a friend? And she said, he's just my friend. And I said, well, what do you think about what he has on your shirt? And basically, it was very, very, very degrading to women. And she says, oh, it's just a shirt. And I'm like, no.
Wow.
You're with someone, whether it's your brother, your boyfriend, your friend, whatever. And they're advertising something that is extremely disrespectful and derogatory to the word of God. And, you know, I said to her, I don't know if you're a Christian or not. Whether you are or you're not, the rule still remains that if you don't know who you are and you're hanging with someone who is a walking billboard that's saying something of a negative connotation against women, you need to check yourself and you need to check the people that you hang with. And I said, that's all I'm saying. And all of a sudden, she wanted to get into a dialogue because you could tell she was very clueless. She felt as though it's just a teacher. He doesn't mean any harm. Yeah, but somebody that read it, I read it when I was offended when I read it. So I'm sure that somebody else, and said, it has nothing to do with my age. It has to do with what we see, what we allow to be in the midst of our eyes and our ear gates and you know, what we speak out of our mouth. If you're hanging with someone that talks that way or even has the mentality to think that way, you might want to check the value of who you think you are.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. The Word of God says bad company corrupts good morals. And even though, you know, you might not be offended because it's a shirt and or whatever it says, but after a while, you know, you're gonna believe that after a while because you're going to constantly see it, you're going to constantly be around it, you're going to constantly hear it, and then after a while, he's going to treat you the very same way whatever that was on his shirt, he's going to treat you the very same way, you know, and you're not going to walk in knowing your worth. You're not going to walk in knowing your worth. And we get so offended when somebody else says something to us derogatory or out of line, but we have to be very, very careful what we're presenting. My mother always said they're going to treat you how you treat yourself. And sometimes when we don't care about ourselves as women and men, that's how other people treat us, and we get offended. We shouldn't, because, again, if you know your worth, then certain people are not going to talk to you and treat you any type of way. You know, if you walk in confidence, I've been told the way that I walk that there's a lot of men that are intimidated, you know. And I said to you know, one of the fathers of our church, I said to him, I said, let me ask you a question. I said, what do you think about me? When you see me, what do you think? And he said all these positive things. And I said, well, why am I still by myself? You know, he said, let me just tell you something. He said, if a man wants to play around and he sees that you walk in confidence, you walking in confidence, he's not going to mess with you because he's going to know that he can't play games with you.
Right.
But absolutely. If a man is serious and he's mature and he's like, that's what I want, he's going to step to you no matter what, no matter how you respond to him, he's going to step to you because he already know I can't play no games with her because I see confidence in her, so let me step to her right. But when guys don't have the right intentions, they're not going to step to you because they'll know that they can't get over on you. So sometimes me as a mentor to young girls, you know, I have to tell them, you know, if you don't know what you want right now and if you don't know who you are, these little boys are going to look at you because they can see whether you have confidence in yourself or not, and they're going to play with you if they see that you don't have confidence. They're going to play with you because they're going to treat you the way you treat yourself. If you don't have confidence in yourself, you don't believe in yourself, you don't like yourself, that's how they're going to treat you.
That's
that
right.
Even grown women.
Yes. Oh, can you hear me?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that we're open up the line for anyone who would like to join in the conversation to expound on what we're already talking about. So we just ask that you, if you just want to give your first name and where you're from, that would be great. But the line is now open for anyone who would like to join the conversation.
Hi, my name is Loretta from Cleveland, Ohio. How is everyone?
Wonderful.
Hi,
sis.
Okay.
Hi, sis. I just wanted to say that I'm enjoying the topic of discussion. However, I just want to put in a little my input on some of the topics that you guys discussed. The young lady just talked about the couple in the store that you met earlier, and then
yes.
Sister, you with the about the you know how by your single. I had to laugh at that. my comment is this. You know, my comment is this. You know, self-worth starts with a personal relationship with God, first and foremost.
Yes.
Yes. For anything manifest from that, you have to have an intimate relationship with Almighty God. A lot of people
yes.
that, you know, when you said this in the story about the young lady earlier, what it tells me, as me being a Christian woman, is that she doesn't know her worth because she
right.
doesn't something like that. Something like, and so when we walk, your light was shining, sister, okay? The lady that said something to the guy, your light was shining, and you will encounter people that's on your assignment or in your path that you're supposed to impart in at a given moment, which you were able to do that with this young lady, okay? I'd like to also say that it's a constant process, and sometimes it's not, you know, God has to take me through a lot of pruning, a lot of, you know, hurts and ups and downs until they get the lesson. A lot of them don't get the lesson because they're lacking the intimacy with Almighty God. And so for them to know what their worth is, they will never know it until they build a relationship with the Almighty God. So we're walking around with a lot of people are in this state of being. A lot of people out here are in this state of being. And so we as Christian men and women have to let our light shine. And God will show and will tell us, hey, who we're supposed to be imparting into. And it's just a matter of letting your light shine, and those people would be magnets to you. You would have he would put those people in your path to impart on. So my thing is those that are listening, they're stepping with some low self-esteem, stepping with lack of confidence and not knowing your worth, who you are, whom you are, and all that stuff. Is first and foremost, like you said, sister, it's quiet yourself so you can hear the inner spirit. Quiet yourself so you can hear, connect with your indwelling Christ that is within each and every one of us. But the only way you can tap into that is to quiet yourself. Quiet yourself and you know, you seek and draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to you. Now, getting them to do that is a start button. They have to start somewhere. Now, it's up to them when they start. It's up to them when you want to start. But my thing, and I hope everyone that's listening, is that you have to start building a relationship with the Almighty God before you can even know what your worth is and who you are and whose you are. You got to have an intimacy and build it. That's the only way it's going to manifest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's my
Go ahead, sis.
No, that was my input. That was all I had to say. And about your hold on, one more thing about the about the you being by yourself. I'm sorry, not on being a man, but I understand fully. And I was told a similar thing about that writing. You're absolutely right. The man was absolutely right. There's a certain air of glow you have about yourself as a Christian woman, and a certain confidence that you walk in, knowing who you are and your worth. You know this. You know this. You understand it. That is going to put a cutoff on all the other stuff, unnecessary stuff that comes with playing games. And he's
Amen.
Absolutely right. When you have that air about yourself, I don't even call it an air, but it's a confidence about yourself, right? And you know who you are, and you know whose you are. You walk in that gracefully. You walk in that gracefully. And so a man, a real man, like the man said, will approach it.
Yes.
You just ain't been across that real man yet. It's in God's timing. It's in God's timing.
Absolutely. I'm good. Yes. Thank you, sis.
So that's my comment.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. Is there anyone else that would like to share what's in their heart? Well, as we move on, Chandra, are there any events you're involved in right now that you can share with our audience, whether it's a workshop or an outreach event that you're doing, anything like that in the near future that you would want our listeners to support you in prayer and other areas of what you're doing in your ministry?
Oh, yes, definitely. I am planning at the end of fall a black and white however you say it, I want to say galley. And it is a fundraiser for mental health, people who are struggling with mental health issues. And also, everyone knows that I'm an advocate for homeless women and children, substance abuse and domestic abuse survivors. And it's a fundraiser to help my organization, the Sister Circle of Love and Empowerment Ministries, to go to another level and helping those in our community who are at a disadvantage. You know, everybody knows, everybody asks me, you know, there's other organizations out there that do the very same thing that I do, and they ask me, why do I think mine's so special? And I say this: it's experience, it's my time, passion, and it's purpose, and it's passion. Number one, I had the same experience that some of them have, so I know exactly how it feels to be in their position. So experience, my passion that I have to help those, because I'm a servant of God, so I'm here to serve, and it pushes me into my purpose. That's what I'm purposed to do, to serve others, and it's
right.
My time. And it is my time now. All those other organizations had their time to shine. Now it's my time. Now it is my time. I either can take the baton and take their baton and pass it and continue to do what they've done in a most excellent way, or I can take it and do it another way. You know, whatever God has for me to do, I shall do. And I'm just looking for people to support those who are at a disadvantage, because I can tell you my testimony is at a drop of a dime. I mean, it was a snap of a finger. I was in the same situation they was in, and I had money. I had a good job, everything. And everything just came to a halt at a blink of an eye. So don't think for any reason that any one of us are exempt from where they are. Don't look down on them. Don't talk about them. You know, don't turn your nose up to them, because the truth be told, each and every last one of us are paycheck away from where they are. And that is the truth. And most of these people that I go out there and I have the advantage of speaking to, guess what? Got degrees, 2 and 3 and 4 degrees. They're sensible people. They have so many gifts. They have so many talents. And you know, it's just an unfortunate situation that opened up the door for them to be at a disadvantage. Each and every last one of us are a paycheck away from that. I'm here to attest that. You know, I just came out of that situation, and I tell them all the time, if God bless me, God just bless me. I'm a first-time homeowner at the age of 52 years old.
Amen.
Okay, if God can do it for me, he could do it for each and every last one of them. You just have to have the hope, keep the hope, keep faith, do everything in faith. And this is my testimony also. Evangelist and missionary in New York at my church. I saved a lot of people. I helped a lot of people. I also took kids out of gangs, Crips, and the Bloods. Okay, and up until now, they still hit me on Facebook telling me how much they thank me, and I continue to say, to God be all the glory. I was just a yielding vessel that was willing to be used by God. That was it. But the thing is, my faith was tested, okay, doubt set in, and fear.
Wow.
And I'm a woman
of
God. I love God with every ounce of my being. Every ounce of my being. I love God with every ounce of my being. Okay? My faith was tested. Doubt and fear set in. But when I heard his voice that, trust me, I would never fail you, I had to look back over my life to see that he's never failed me yet. He kept me in my right mind. I was about to lose my mind. I was about to commit suicide and take my two daughters with me at the time. I was going to do all of that, but he saved me from all of that, and he put me in a place to where I am right now. If he does it for me, he could do it for you. Back then, I didn't know my worth, but now I do. That's why I'm confident enough to walk in and let everybody know. I don't have to open up my mouth to tell you I'm a Christian. People come up to me and tell me I am because I know my worth. That's why I'm trying to teach others, know your worth, know who you are, not what people say you who people say you are, not what society say you are, not what your job say you are, but what the Word of God tell you you are. We all are a servant of God. We all are servant of God. We are a product of His love. That's it. And from that, that's why He says to love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbors that love thyself. Why? Because that's what He does to us. If you know your worth, you'll be willing to do just that, what He commands us to do. It will not be a struggle, and you wouldn't even hesitate, because you will be so grateful and thankful each and every day that you experience. He allows you to experience His love on a daily basis. Every time you wake up in your right mind and the use of your limb, that's a product of His love. So therefore, we're supposed to implement the very same love that we are receiving from Him that He so graciously give us every day unto someone else, no matter what, no matter what.
Right.
You're not responsible
yeah.
for nobody else's action. You're only responsible for yours. That's why I say you, if you know who you are, you'll walk in the love of God.
Yes, you will. Yes, and more importantly, I always like to pick up any type of inspirational book that will help people get to know their worth, to get to their place of purpose. And I picked up this little book. It's entitled What's God's Will for My Life by John Ortberg. And I haven't read a lot of it, but, you know, I always like to read introduction, you know, of the book. And it basically says, whether your decisions look large or small, whether you are running a large company or you're all by yourself, or whether you don't run a company at all, you're just trying to figure out what God's will is for your life, you begin to think about where you're going. If you ever prayed for wisdom but still didn't know which road to choose, you need to be asking, what is God's will for my life? If you've ever been awake late at night because a past decision, yes, young ladies, haunted you and you wished you could take it back, you know, sleeping around, losing your virginity too soon,
absolutely,
or whatever the case may be, no matter how modern the world is, a man of God, you know, wants someone that's pure. And we cannot live by the standards of the world. And that's why, again, it's so important for us to teach the younger women about their worth. And so the book goes on to say, if you've ever been frustrated that you were tempted to do something that you know you shouldn't have done, but you made the decision anyway, and then after you make the decision, you say, Lord, I know that was not your will for my life.
Yes.
And so that scripture that stands out above all scriptures is Jeremiah 29:11. If you must know the plans that God has for your life, He wants you to prosper. He doesn't want any harm to come to you. He wants you to have hope and a future. But if we don't talk about how worthy we are, what is our worth? How much are we worth to God? How much are we worth to the people that are around us, like we talked about from the very beginning? Then we will fall prey to every single scheme that the enemy has for us. And I don't know about you, Chandra, but I'm just so sick and tired of people giving the enemy so much credit. We recognize that it's real. Sometimes I call the enemy enemy. Because we have an enemy inside of us as women. We have an enemy inside of us that are men that will allow that voice to say that we don't have any worth at all because of the fact that we made a mistake, because of the fact that we fell down and we, you know, whatever. And so I don't go around quoting, you know, cliches and say I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Because if I don't know what that means, if I say to somebody else, they're going to say, well, what do you mean by that? You know, Minister Roxanne, I stick with what I know. And what I know more than anything else is I know my worth. I didn't always know it, but I know it now. And so I want to encourage you that as you, you know, do this three-part series, to even take it a step further, think outside the box and say, Lord, magnify the vision that you've already given me. What else can I portray and, you know, elaborate to whoever I'm speaking to, whether it's the women in the street, whether it's the women, you know, at the homeless shelters, whatever, because they need to know the truth. And they need to know that their God has a will for their life.
Absolutely. That's another thing I did, purpose by design. We were all purposed by his design, and it's for a reason, and it's for his reason. That's for the young girl. That's for the young girls. I'm doing a series in about 2 weeks for young girls in a transitional home out there in Alpharetta. But God gave me that purpose by design because they don't know who they are, and it's all under know your worth. I think that's going to be for the rest of until God changes it. Know your worth, and I in the midst of all of that, he's teaching me too. He's pruning me. He's showing me some things about me. Remember, I told you about the fire. There's something. He's a consuming fire. There's some things in me that he's just burning up inside of me that's not like him. You know that I can too be beautiful, beautiful within. You know, and I think that's awesome. Awesome, and every single day I'm praying, you know, that he open up my eyes of understanding to another level, to another dimension, that God, that would even blow my mind, that everybody would know that the words to come out my mouth is solely from him. I die to myself daily. I decrease. I become nothing. I plead the blood of Jesus over my flesh, my mind. I don't even want to think for myself. I want him to think through my mind, see through my eyes, hear through my ears, my natural ears, and hear through the ears of my heart. Bless through my hands, order my steps and my stops. Father God, when you look at me, I want you to see a reflection of yourself. When you hear me, I want you to hear your voice. That's my prayer every day. Because it's not about me. And when we take the emphasis off who we are and put it on him, then we'll know our worth. Every single day you walk in your worth. Every single day. Every single day.
Yeah.
You walk in knowing who you are.
Absolutely. And when we walk that way and we begin to proclaim a thing, I love to listen to people of wisdom, people who have been doing ministry for years and years and years, have been successful in their ministry. And I say to women that are called into the ministry, why would you follow someone that has fallen from grace over and over and over again? There's something to that. There's something that says that, you know, we can make a mistake once, twice, but when we make the same mistake 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times, we need to reevaluate who we are. And we have to die to self. Every time that we think about, wow, that thought came into my mind about that person that used me, that thought, that negative thought came into my mind to somebody that, you know, just took advantage of me for whatever reason, we have to take them to the altar. And so when we're talking to especially these young women that are in transition homes, they're there for a reason, because something was working out in their own homes. Whatever their stories are, and I know that they are massive, been there, done that, going into the prison, going in these transition homes, you know, it's a burden that we carry for them, but we must always be the light to them and show them the way to the light and build them up to the point that it's embedded into their hearts, into their minds to say, now I want you to get this. I want you to understand the difference between a penny and a dollar, or a $100 bill and a $1,000 bill, if it even exists. You know, use an illustration. A person can fail you, but God's love never fails. And so when you know your worth and you're walking in his will and you're understanding what his will is for your life will be better all the more.
All the more.
And so here we are. We're having this discussion about worth, which is very profound and so needed.
Yes.
Let us just a moment for the few minutes that we have left to reflect on basically giving thanks to God for allowing us to share this topic, and not only giving thanks, but going into prayer for these women, younger women, middle-aged women,
yes.
old women, and we're never going to leave the men out because
yes.
we all had fathers and brothers and nephews and that need to know their worth as well, because it does go both ways. A lot of these young girls today are very, very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And people use terminologies, and I wish I could think of one off the top of my head that says, oh, yeah, she's really not desperate, but she's overly zealous, which means that she's approaching a young man in a way that is very turned off. Because he's like, nah, I'm not interested in you because you're just too aggressive. So let us pray in, you know, in whatever way the Lord leads you, Chiandra, to pray for the women that are listening, to pray for those that might have wanted to get on the broadcast, that they will know their worth before this year is out. As a matter of fact, before this week is out, when we begin to pray about something, we have to put a stamp on it. We have to put a timeline on it and pray in faith and then put that prayer in action, even when we get off the broadcast, to intercede for those who are going through this process of understanding their work. Are you in agreement with that?
I am agreeing with that. Yes, Kim, I am.
Amen.
It is so needed. We have to continue to be the example that they need to see. We have to be the Titus 2 women and men before these young kids. You know, God said in his word that when we mature, we ought to pour into the younger ones. You know, the important word there is mature. So we have to live as an example, not just speak as, you know, the information that we're putting out and the prayers that we're putting out. We have to be an example of it so they can see it, because majority of the time they don't hear what we're saying. They see what we're saying. They look it, you know. They're looking to see we're authentic, or are we, you know, just saying things just like everybody else? Everybody else say one thing, and then they do something totally different. You got to be very, very careful, because they're watching what you do. Again, somebody out there, or many out there, so many women want to see a woman walking in being virtuous, you know, so they can find somebody that they can follow. There are women out there, there are young girls out there who are looking for somebody that they can receive as a role model, somebody that's positive, you know, not somebody who's on TV. They want to see somebody that's tangible, somebody that I can touch every day, I can speak to. Let me see your authenticity. Let me see if you're real. Let me see you live what you say so I can follow you, because I am looking for someone to follow. I am looking for someone to be my role model. So, yes, this is the time now, and we need to do it. We have been chosen, so... I accepted the call.
Did someone speak? Someone else speak? No? Okay, I thought I heard someone.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Did you want to share anything that's in your heart as we move on?
No. I'm just in my Titus's Evangelist, Pollyanna. I'm just here because my friend, we worked together and she told me about it, so I am for that. It is very phenomenal to see a group of women coming together to do what God has asked us to do mightily in the earth. So,
yes.
I commend you, ladies.
Yes. God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. And we encourage everyone that listens to continue to, you know, listen to the broadcast, you know, every week and some of the other broadcasts, because, you know, there's a lot to talk about in the kingdom. And there's a lot that women, even in the marketplace, need to hear, you know, about their worth, because there's a lot of women who share this statistic that 95% of the women that are working in the workforce are obviously making less money than men. and they get stuck in the same job because they don't know their worth. They don't value what they bring to the table, and so they just stay in a particular position because they feel as though that it's security. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're in the same position for year after year after year after year and you're not moving up, you're not, you know, getting ahead, you're going to begin to resent that job. And I actually met somebody like that the other day who said, you know what, I was in the luxury jewelry business and I got tired of, you know, selling $10,000 pieces of jewelry to women that I couldn't afford to buy even when I got my paycheck. And so she quit her job when she realized what value she was to the owner of the store, and she actually opened up her own jewelry business, and now she feels worthy to be able to service some of the clients and the customers that she had in the mall, even though it's not the same caliber or the same quality of what they were accustomed to, but now she's walking in her what she's called to do, because she recognized that, you know, her boss was not taking her seriously. He just allowed her to stay in that same position because she didn't open up her mouth. So we as women, we have to open up our mouth, and we have to say and speak out what it is that we want, what we desire. But we can't do that if we don't know who we are and what we're worth.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Can I read something to my sister? It says, the greatest part of your beauty cannot be bought or taken off a rack. The greatest part of the attractiveness lies deep within. It wells up from the inside and finds the appropriate create expression that illuminates from the outer man. God sees what no one else sees in you, each and every last one of you. And it's that very part he values the most. Ladies, sisters, glorify God with your life. Find your beauty within and walk in knowing your worth.
I love it. Can you repeat that again?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Amen.
It says, the greatest part of your beauty cannot be bought or taken off a shelf. The greatest part of your attractiveness lies deep within. It wells up from the inside and finds the appropriate creative expression that illuminates from your outer man. God sees what no one else sees in each and every last one of you. And it's that very part he values the most. Ladies, sisters, glorify God with your life, find your beauty within, and walk in knowing your worth.
Amen.
Amen. That was awesome. I love it.
That's good. That's good. I love that.
And that brings me to, many people that listen to this broadcast know that I am a breast cancer survivor. Thank you, Lord. And just last week, I was asked to be involved in a fundraiser with a fashion show. And I felt very self-conscious about some things that I was going through, and I'm just keeping it real. And God said, but you know who you are, so you need to just show up. Whatever it is they want you to wear, just wear it and just be Roxanne. And so if I had not listened to the voice of God and not gone to that fundraiser and participated in the fashion show and, you know, all that other stuff, and some people say, oh, I don't do all that fluffy stuff. Well, you know what? There was a purpose for it. The purpose was to raise money for breast cancer survivors. And I'm saying all that to simply say that because I heard the voice of God and he specifically told me, get up, get dressed, and show up. And when I showed up, when I got there, I was in a room with women who knew their worth. Nobody was vain. Nobody was distracted. They were just like, okay, what do you want me to put on? You know, they weren't worrying about what these look like or anything. They knew their worth. And when they walked the runway, they walked the runway in confidence and with a stature that said, wow, not so much look at me, but just to say, I know who I am. I know that I'm worthy to be here. And so with tears in my eyes, when I saw myself in this beautiful gown, I was so grateful. And it wasn't even about the outfit. It was about listening to the voice of God and saying, Lord, I now know the will for my life. I knew before, but I know it even more because our purpose is ever before us. Your purpose, Chiandra, is different from mine, or it might be similar. The ladies that are on the call, they have a purpose. And if they don't know their purpose, I would encourage them, like I'm sure you will before we end this broadcast, to encourage them to know specifically what their purpose is. It's not saying that you have to be called into the ministry, but you have a purpose, and we all need to understand what that purpose is, to know our worth, to know why God has a will for our life, and how we're going to walk this thing called life out with everything that's going around us, all the craziness in the White House, all the craziness that's going on in our communities, all the craziness that's going on in the churches, wherever we are, whatever state we are in, we must follow the blueprint that God has for our life, knowing our worth, knowing his will for our life.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you and we just praise you, oh God. We just give you glory and honor, oh God. Father God, we sit before you, Father God. Father God, we sit at your feet, oh God, thirsting, Father God, for your word, for your love, for your hand upon us, oh God, to guide us and lead us, oh God, to speak into our hearts even now, oh God, as we open up the ears of our heart to hear your voice concerning us, oh God, that we will walk, Father God, in knowing our worth, oh God, according to your word, oh God, according to your purpose, and according to your will for our life today, oh God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the opportunity just to come before you, oh God, and bask in your presence and in your love, oh God, that you wrap your loving arms around us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for speaking to every listening ear, Father God, on this line even now, oh God. We just thank you, we just praise you, oh God, that we heard your voice, oh God, through everything that was spoken, oh God, through every teaching, Father God, that every word, every experience that we've experienced, oh God, with you, oh God. Help us today, oh God, no longer live outside of knowing our worth, oh God. We just thank you and we just praise you, oh God. We thank you for the experience with you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are teaching us how to love on ourselves and how to see you through us, oh God, and how to see us through you, oh God. See us through your eyes, oh God, not according to what the world say, oh God, but according to your word, oh God. Father God, you are the orchestrator of our life. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and last. You are the creator of everything. You are the creator of us, oh God. You have the blueprint. Print, Father God, according to who you created us to be, oh God. Let us walk in virtuality, oh God. Let us walk in love, oh God. Let us walk in purity, oh God. From this point on, oh God, help us, oh God, to continue to pour into these young girls, oh God, through our experience with you, oh God. Father God, let us walk in the calling that you have called us to do, oh God. And we just thank you, Father God, that your hand is upon us, oh God. We just thank you, Father God, that you're ordering our steps and our stock. We thank you, Father God, that you love us unconditionally. We thank you, Father God, that you love us eternally, oh God. So we just thank you, Father God, for all you have done, is doing, about to do in our lives. We thank you that you're rerooting us, you're rooting us out, oh God, you're rebooting us, God, and you're repositioning us. It's all according to your divine makeover. So we just thank you and we just praise you, Father God, mainly for who you are, and we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, what you're about to do, and what you're doing right now. So we just celebrate you for what you've already done, that you'll get the glory out of our life. We celebrate you now, Father God, and we pray these prayers in Jesus Christ's holy name. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
For that prayer. And I hear the Lord saying that more and more women will come to know their worth when they get to be in my presence and be more intimate with me. And a lot of women are afraid to use the word intimacy because they look sad. They have been taught from a sexual nature of intimacy. But the intimacy that the Holy Spirit is talking about, if you just imagine being in God's presence, where you're at a place where you're saying, Lord, what is your will for my life? God, I'm desperate. Lord, my word. Why do I keep allowing myself to go down the same road over and over again? All of a sudden, because you're crying out, this is for somebody specifically tonight. All of a sudden, you begin to cry out to God, and He's hearing you because your heart is so pure. You desire so much to know what He has to say, and all of a sudden, He says, daughter, my grace is sufficient, and I want you to walk in the newness. I want you to be made over totally by knowing who you are, that when you wake up tomorrow morning, there's going to be a newness, a fresh anointing that falls fresh upon life, that your household will be blessed, your children and your children will be blessed. If you have a ministry, your ministry will be blessed. If you have a business, your business will be blessed. If you have a job that you are no longer satisfied with, God, that He will remove you from that position, bring you into a new position. We speak prophetically tonight, God, because of the prayer that was prayed. There's somebody, Lord, that is desperate for you. We can no longer paint a picture that says that everything is rosy, but we need to paint a picture that says this is clear, that you are worth it all, because He died on the cross for us. And as we go into Good Friday, hallelujah, Jesus, and we know done on that day, we must know our worth because you saw us. And so for that, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. So for that young woman, for that older woman that needs to hear what we've said tonight, don't allow another day to go without knowing your worth. Don't go another moment without seeking just from the Master, because He has all the answers in His Word. Get a Bible, read it. Look up the scriptures that talk about worth and worthiness and prosperity and whatever else that you desire of God. This is the season for His daughters to rise up and know their worth. So I'm going to allow my guest, Chandra, to close with whatever the Lord has in her heart. She's been an awesome guest, and we would love to invite her back at some point throughout the year to do part two after she does her series and share with us what the women that she imparted learned from what the Lord dropped into her spirit, because this broadcast is not about Roxanne. It's about empowering His women, His daughters, to go forth and be who He has ordained and called us to be in this season. Chandra, you have the floor.
I want to say to my sisters, let today be the end of us backbiting, gossiping, stepping on our sisters' back when we see them fall. Let us do love. We govern by love. Let us pick our sister up. Let us empower, impact, celebrate them, help them, assist them in any area that we can help. Let us just love on one another, you know. There's other cultures that love on one another. They celebrate one another, and we are the only culture that don't. We're the only ethnic group that don't. Let today end that. Let today be the day that we're going to uphold each other. And whatever it is that they need to do, we're going to celebrate, love on. We're going to empower, impact one another, and love on each other. We're going to pray for one another. We're going to support one another. And let God be glorified in our life. We're not going to be jealous. We're not going to be envious. We're going to, like I said, we're going to support, uplift. We're going to celebrate each other. We're going to celebrate each other's successes, and then watch God open up the door for us to be successful. So today ends that, sisters. We're going to walk in knowing our worth. We're going to first know our beauty within, then we're going to free ourselves, and then we're going to walk in the love of God within us. So I just love you. I just thank you guys for supporting the radio station. I thank you for supporting me. And I love you guys unconditionally. I love you guys with the purest of heart. You know, and those who know me, they know that this inside of me is is authentic, is true, and is pure. I love you with every ounce of my being. God bless you, and I love you guys.
God
bless you.
Thank you, Jahandra, for
love you too.
And for those who are joining us for the first time, please, you know, of course, radio, on social media, and just be a blessing to someone else on today. This is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson, your host of the Kingdom Girls Experience, where we experience the love of God and we help you to walk in your purpose. Have a wonderful evening. Have a blessed holiday. And we hope to see you again next week. Good night.
Good night. Good night. God bless you all.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
Wonderful. Wonderful.